Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding into my Daf Samech in the Hoizvodar edition, Perek Shishi in the middle of Halacha Hei. In the previous Daf, the Gemara brought that a person should not sell a ovichla novim umma'aton shel zeisim, which is where they store, they put it in a basket, the grapes and the olives, and you should not sell it only to a chaver because liquid comes out of it, and the liquid is gonna be kabel tumo. If you sell it to someone who's not careful with the arrow, he will make the grapes and the olives tummy. So the Gemara is doing a duke. Something more of novim lav toyri. The liquid that comes out of grapes, according to everybody, is a mashke midoraisa. It's considered to be liquid from the Torah, and it makes the grapes tummy. So the Gemara is learning, if you're saying that regarding the grapes, so when you're comparing the grapes to the olives, also the liquid coming out of the olives, that's also a mashke, also liquid midivrei Torah. And as we'll see as we get to Amud Beis, that's not necessarily agreeable, everyone, that the liquid that comes out from olives is a mashke, because it could be it's only a moyel. Moyel means is some part of the fruit which doesn't have a din of a liquid that stands on its own. So therefore, the Gemara says that our brisa that we just mentioned, we're comparing the grapes to the olives, the same way the liquid of the grapes is Torah, So the liquid of the olives is a mashke from the Torah. Says the Gemara, Halaysa do pligol habirchanon. Who is arguing habirchanon? The Birchan Omar, Keshem shamru koton chumrim, kachem umatom shel zeisim chumrim. So Birchanon says, we know that when you find a child standing next to a iso, next to a dough, and he's holding part of the dough in his hand, chachomer metame, because we're assuming they probably touched the entire dough, and it's a chumro. Because when a Torah it's a suffix, it's ain bur das leshol, you don't know how to ask him. So therefore, midir writes it's not tummy. Rabbanon or machmir. Says Abirchon the same way by the dough you say it's a chumah de rabbanon. Also matom shel zeisim. When we speak about the basket where you have the olives, it's also chumah de rabbanon. The Gemara understands what does he mean? That the liquid that comes out of it is not a mashke de raiso, and therefore it doesn't make the olives tummy. So the Chura our Brisa that sounds that you're comparing olives to grapes, that the mashke is there, right? So it doesn't go with the Birchanan who says that it's only a tumah derabanan. Says the Gemara, Rechizki Omar, Bioino, Beshem Avirmio, Mapligin Mechiburim. Says, no. What the Birchanan meant to say, that it's only tumah derabanan, is regarding Chiburim. Meaning, if a tumah touched part of the olives, does the tumah spread to the other olives or not? Midurais, it doesn't spread. Rabbanu or Machru, that it spreads, as the Gemara explains. Fishim chomakom, noshuch chibur, umoch, einu chibur. Midurais, so the only time you say that the tumah spreads from one fruit to another is only when it's noshuch. Noshuch means it's so connected together that if you take one fruit out, it takes a part of the fruit next to it that's attached to it with it. Because it's literally considered to be biting from each other, noshuch. But if it's only moch, meaning it's only squished together in one place, so then if a tumah touches one fruit, it doesn't spread to the other fruit. So says the Gemara, v'ko afilu mo'u chibur. But here, and by olives, even if tumah touched one olive, the tumah spreads all over, even though it's not nashu, it's only mo'uch, it's only squished together. That's what Rabbi Yechon said, that's only a chumah derabanan, it's not deraisa. Ha-hechsher in toyo, but the hechsher is a divrei toyo. The liquid that comes out of it does makshir even min ha-toyo, so there's no question from the braiso on every yechanan. Says the Gemara in Samech Amud Beis, kam Rav Yoino im Rav Yirmiyo. So Rav Yoino was saying it to Rav Yirmiyo, Omar lo at Omar tado mil, says that you said this thing? Meaning Rav Yoino is asking Rav Yirmiyo, did you really say this? Omar le in mani, if it came from me? Meaning what I hold? Even the heksher is also only a chumah derabanan. Liquid coming out of the olives or not machshir midoraisa. Says well, one second, but go back to what we said in the brisa of atani shovin shein moichrim. We just learned you're not allowed to sell kodesh shechitim, a pile of wheat, the avichal novim, the kli that has grapes in it, umata shazaisim, and the kli with the olives. Only chover or someone does a betayro, that's what we saw in the previous daf. So the fact that you're comparing the novim to the olives, what does it seem like? Grapes is not tayro. So the zeisim are compared, and he says it's also tayro. So the chover in the bray says mashma that the liquid of the olives is toyu, as we said before. My kedoin, how can you explain it? Tipata karameir, you explain like a mayor. Tamir omar ha moyel kemashke. Rameir's shita is that moyel means not the actual liquid, it's part of the fruit that comes out of fruits, is as a din of a mashke. And therefore, even the liquid coming out of olives has a din of mashke deraiso. But Chachomim argue, and they hold the only actual liquid is a mashke deraiso, not a moyel. And they will say that the mashke of olives does not mashke deraiso, and is not proper for the brisa. The brisa goes according to Rameir. Now continues the Gemara with what we said in the Mishnah. The Mishnah we brought that the Bichame says a person should not sell his olives only to a chaver. Basil say afla maestris, you could sell for maestris. Meaning you could sell for somebody who is careful with his maestris. So the way the Vilna Gaon, the way the Rav Chaim explained now the Gemara is bothered by why Bichame did not mention la maestris. That you should say that you sell to a chaver for maestris. So the Gemara says, Omar b'zeh otame de Bichame in der chaver liod moicher zesim elo la maestris. So the way Reb Chaim explains it is that a chaver sells it usually for maaser. So when I said you could give the fruits to the chaver, it means if you give it to a chaver who's going to do maaser. In the Vilna Gaon, one of the ways the Vilna Gaon sounds, the pshat is that the chaver doesn't sell for maaser. He does the maaser himself. So that's what Reb Chaim says. You sell to a chaver, you don't sell to anybody else, and you don't sell for maaser because nobody sells for the purpose of maaser. So the Gemara just explains to me why Bichame did not mention Meiser over here. Says the Gemara, Tznui Beisil, the Tznui and Beisil, they were Machmir. Says the Gemara, Mao Tznui, what does it mean Tznui? Ksheirim, meaning they're Medaktik and Mitzvahs. Says the Gemara, Mavchizdo, Kachshaninu, Shakosher, Nikra, Tzanua. So the Gemara just points out that a person who's kosher is very careful in Mitzvahs, the way you nickname him is Tzanua. Tzanua is not only a person who's careful the way he gets dressed or the way he walks, but also someone who's careful in Mitzvahs. The lotion that fits him is tsanua. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Dmai Dav Samech.